Today is the 71st anniversary of the attack on Pearl Harbor, the event that launched the U.S. into World War II. There are 11 survivors of the attack on Pearl Harbor still alive in Missouri. Lieutenant Governor Peter Kinder says preserving their stories is more important than ever, with most survivors now into their 90s.
My efforts to work with the Pearl Harbor survivors have continued this year, and I've recognized a few in veterans ceremonies. Their numbers continue to dwindle.
Kinder says his goal now is to encourage the education of younger generations about veterans' sacrifice and their contribution to history and freedom.
We have so few survivors left, and we honor them, but I'm trying to keep the memory alive among the younger folks who did not live through that.
He says it's unfortunate there's no money in the state budget to archive survivor stories and turns to volunteers for help.
I would hope that volunteers would step forward to do any kind of recording they could of the few survivors who remain, and I certainly laud those efforts and encourage them.
The 11 Missourians are among fewer than 3,000 remaining survivors registered with the Pearl Harbor Survivors Association, which was chartered by Congress in 1958. The organization came to an end last year because so few survivors remain. Jessica Machetta, Missouri Net, Jefferson City.